Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Daf Chof Hei. The Gemara over here at the beginning of the Omid, we're in the Machlokes, in the sugya of Egel Arufo, when the Egel Arufo, when is the time when the Egel Arufo becomes Asa? A Machlokes, which the Gemara earlier in Chof Dalet Omid Beis at the bottom, Machlokes between Rav Amnuna, who holds that it becomes also already Mechayim, which, like the Gemara explains, Yuri Dosol and Nachal Eson Yisroso, or the Shitta of Rava, or Goyer Yisroabba, the Shitta that it's only also La'acha Arifa, only once the Maisa Arifa has already been done, then the Egla Arufa becomes also. Says the Gemara at the beginning of the Omid, Rav Amnuna says that he brings a riot to his Shitta, that the Issa of Egla Arufa is already Mechayim, when it's still alive, when you take it down to the Nachal Eison, this is the time when it becomes Osa, says the Gemara. It's a raya to this din from the Mishnah in Chulin, Pe'ale from Itbeis. The Mishnah over there brings down a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbonon by the various shchitos which are called shchita she'ino re'uya. It is a shchita which is not going to be permitted after the shchita to eat the behemoth for various reasons. And the Gemara says that Reb Shimon is the one who holds that shchita she'ino re'uya lo yishma shchita, and therefore if someone does a ma'isa shchita in one of these cases, he's not going to be chayiv for the issa of oisiv espenoi if he has already previously on the same day he has already shechted the mother, even though now he's going to be shechting the vlad, the child, he's not going to be chayiv if it's a shchita she'ino re'uya. One of the cases the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, is the case of Egla Rufo, which Reb Shimon calls also a Shchita She'ino Re'uya. Says Rav Amnuna in Cain, if so, it is Muchach, that the Egla Rufo is already also Michaim, it is already also when it is still alive, and therefore this is the reason why Reb Shimon holds the Shchita of this Egla is not going to be allowed to be eaten because it already became also Michaim when it went down to the Nachal Eitzon. This is the Raya of Shittas Rav Amnuna. Asks Toisvus in the Ramaschil Amai, that we find them as a very interesting idea, a concept in the Gemara in Yuma, Samech Dalet Omed Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the din of the soya mishtaleach. As we know, the din is that you have to push him down the soya la'azozel. And the Gemara over there tells us that in the Hilchas Oisei Ves Benoi, even though we're not actually going to be doing a shchita to the soya, we just push him down and he the chiyosoi letzuk. We push him over the mountain in the soya la'azozel, and this is the way we kill the soya. But since this is the way the Torah tells us to go and kill him, then the halacha is d'chiyosoi letzuk zui shchitosoi. This is the equivalent and has the same maila of doing a ma'isa shchita to a normal behemah. So mamela, the Gemara over there tells us that if someone has a soya mishtaleach, and then there's a problem of d'chiyosoi letzuk being over the issa of oisiv espenoi, and therefore it's going to come to a problem of mechusas man because the behemah is not going to be roi to go and shech the behemah of the other one, the mother or the child, because of this issa of oisiv espenoi, even though there's no actually a shchita being done to the soya mishtaleach, but the chiyosi letzuk is also considered a shchita. The chiyosi letzuk, this is the way the Torah says to kill the behemah, zui shchitosi. Memela says to Yisrael, the same idea we can apply and can use over here by the Egla Arufo also. One can say also the Egla Arufo, Arifosa, Zui Shchitosa. This is the way the Torah says to kill the behemah. Therefore, this should be the equivalent and have the maila of doing a Shchita. Mamela, why does the Gemara not say that the reason why Reb Shimon over here holds that the Shoichet, the person who slaughters the Egla Arufo, is not talking about a case where he hasn't yet done the Maisa Arifa, but we're actually discussing the Arifa itself, and the Arifa itself should be alone enough of a Maisa Shchita for the Oisev Esbenoi, if it would be called a Shchita Re'uya, which will be allowed to be eaten. Whereas over here, the Maisa Arifa, everyone holds after the Arifa, it is Osa Ba'achila. Therefore, it is called a Shchita She'ino Re'uya. And answers Tosfos, the Gemara holds that this is a Doichik to say that the Loshon of Shoichet in the Mishnah does not mean a real Maisa Shchita, it just means the Maisa of the Arifa, which is the din of Arifosa Zui Shchitosa. But Al Koponim, we learned over here in this Tosfos idea that Tosfos is telling us the din that the Oisev Esbenoi is also by the Maisa Arifa itself because of this halacha of Arifosa Zui Shchitosa, just like we find in Yuma by the Soya Mishtaleach that the Chiyosei Letzuk Zui Shchitosa. Tosfos in Chulin in Pei Beitzom et Aleph Adzon, that if we look in the Gemara in Zvachim Ayin Amud Beis, we find over there also this idea of Arifoso by the Egla Arufo, that the Egla Arufo also has this idea of Arifoso, Zuish Chitoso, and the Gemara over there uses this idea in order to be Metahe, the Behemah Midei Nevela. The halacha is, if a Behemah dies, then without any shchita, he becomes a nevela. A nevela, besides being also be'achila, he's also metame, he's metame even be'maso. This is the din of the tumas nevela. The halacha, says the Gemara in Ayin Amud Beis in Zvachim, is that Egla Arufo, even though he died without a shchita, but since the Torah tells us this is a way to kill him, the halacha is Arifoso, Zui Shchitoso, and this Maisa Arifa is also consider the shchita alone enough to be metahe and to say that this behemah now is not going to be tomei betumas nevelis. Even though he's not permitted to be eaten, he hasn't got a heta achila, which this is needed shchita, but he has enough of a teriyas shchita to say that it's metahe midei nevela. Now Tosfos over there in Chulin says that since we see that this arifa is enough to go and say that it has a din shchita to be metahe midei nevela, therefore it also has a din shchita for the Issa of Oisiv Esbenoi over here in the Gemara, just like the Gemara by the Sfarei HaMishtaleach. And Rebbe Soloveitchik in the Shuruim, in the Shuri Agreed over there in Zvachim Ayin Amud Beis, points out that this is by Mesa Chidush in Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that if we find that the Arga of a Shchita, which is enough to be Metahe Midei Nevela, then we say that this Shchita also has enough of a Koyach to be Mechayev for Oisiv Esbenoi. Because, says Rebbe, one can argue and say that the din shchita to be metahe midei nevela, to say that this should not be a nevela tmeo, does not need the same darga of shchita which is needed in the halacha of Oisiv Esbenoi, as we find the Oisiv Esbenoi as halachas according to Shimon of shchita ruyo, shchita sheino ruyo, all these dinim which we need to have a much more of a darga of a din shchita for Oisiv Esbenoi, and from the fact that we find that Arifa is metahe midei nevela is a chidush in Tosfos, so from here alone we can learn the din that hu adin is going to be chayev for Oisiv Esbenoi. But this is a chidush in Tosfos over there in Chulin Pei Beis Amad Aleph, the Yishalmi also in Soita Perek Tes Halacha Hey, Rebbe Soloveitchik over there brings down that over there the Yishalmi discusses this halacha to be moitzi the egla arufa midei nevela. We're using this idea of egla of arifosa mid zui shchitosa, just like the Gemara by Numa of Soya Mishtaleach Tchiyosei Letzuk zui shchitosa. The Keren Ure over there in Zvachim Ayin Amud Beis points out that the Rambam, even though we find this idea by the Soya Mishtaleach, the Rambam brings this down by Mechusa Zman, but in our Gemara by Egla Arufa, we don't find any mention in the Rambam that the Arifa of the Egla Arufa should be alone enough to be chayav for Oisiv Esbenoi, like Tosfos over here suggests to learn Pshat in the Mishnah in Chulin Pei Aleph Amud Beis. And the Keren Ure asks, why does the Rambam hold that there's a difference between the Egla Arufa and the Soya Mishtaleach, which would be answer to Tosfos' question, but says the Keren Ure, we have to understand, why should we differentiate between the two? And as we said, we find the idea, the concept in Ba'egla Arufa alone, when Akoponim, by the Dalga, to be Moitzi Midei Nevela, why should we not use this idea also for the Halacha of Oisiv Esbenoi, just like the Gemara uses it by Sfarei HaMishtaleach, like Tosfos' question? And the Rebbe Soloveitchik over there in the Shuri Agreed in Zvachim Ayin Amud Beis, is Mayrich from the Biskriyov also, to Mimiyashev, the Shita of the Rambam, even though he brings the halacha of the chiyosei letzuk by the halacha of mechusa zman, but he does not bring this down by the egla arufa and hilchas oisiv esbenoi, and there's arichas over here to answer the shita of the Rambam in this new idea which Tosfos over here mentions of by the egla arufa of arifosa zui shchitosa. Now moving further on into the Gemara, into the shita of Rava, Rava says that the egla arufa does not become osa michaim, it is only osa la'acha misa la'acha arifa. Then is the time that the Egla Arufa becomes Asa Behanor. Says Rava that he has a raya to his shitta from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if we find the murderer Nimta Ha'urig before the Egla Arufa was Neraf, before the Maisa Arifa, then Alochi is Teitzei V'tirei Be'eder, he goes out the Chulin, it is not Asa Behanor. Says Rava, if one is going to say like Ravam Nuna, that already by the Nachal Eison it became Asa Behanor, how is it permitted afterwards when we find the person who killed him? How is it possible to go and be matin now the Egla Arufa Behanor? He has already became Osir previously when he was Yoyed, when he went down to the Nachal Eison. Memela says the Gemara, and this is Maskonis HaGemara, that our Mishnah must hold that the halacha of Egla Arufa is also Ba'anoa only with the Maisa Arufa, like the Shitta of Rava, and when the Mishnah, the Shitta of Rav Amnuna, will go like the Shitta of Tonu Devei Bishmol, who holds that the Egla Arufa is also Michai. The Oinig Yom Tov in Simav already points out that even according to Rava, we have to understand what Bichlal, what at all is the Chiddush of our Mishnah. According to Rava, holds that the whole Issa Hanor is only after the Arifa, then of course, if we find the Hoyrig, the person who killed him before the Maisa Arifa, then what is the Chiddush at all to tell us that Teitzei Veteria Be'eda Yibz Muta Be'Hanor, he never had any Issa Hanor until now. Why should he have a Issa Hanor? Because we find the Hoyrig. This is a discussion in the Yom Tov Sim Vav. Al Kaponim, the Gemara over here takes on that if it already became also Be'Hanor, there'll be no way to be Matir Be'Hanor later on when we find the murderer, when we find the Hoyrig. Says Tosfos, Tosfos over here asks Akasha, a very Yisodis Ligashayla, and says Tosfos, we find in our Mishnah that is a difference between the Korbonos, Oshom Vadai and Oshom Tolui. And the Oshom Vadai, the Gemara says, that even though he has already Makdish and Makriv his Korban, he has already Mafrish his Korban, he already built the Oshom Vadai, but the Halacha is in a case where he's holding before the Shechita, and he found out that he's not chayev at all to bring this korban. The korban, it goes out of chulin, it was a hektish toast, it goes out of chulin. Memela says Tzitzvus, why can we not say that Egla Arufa is similar to the Oshom Vadai? And therefore, if Nimtzo Ha'urig, he goes out of chulin, just like the Oshom Vadai. Explains Tzitzvus, and Rashi says the same svara, that the Egla Arufa Be'emes is a korban which comes out of Sofik. Just like this is similar to the Oshom Tolui is a korban which comes ala Sofik, and by the Oshom Tolui we found earlier, the Shitta of the Chachomim, that a case of Oshom Tolui, even though we found out that he's not Chayev, we still say that he's Gomar Umakdish because of Libay Noikvoy, therefore the Kedusha stays, remains on the Behema, even in the case of the Oshom Tolui. Mamela, the story of the Gemara by us is to compare the halacha of the Egla Arufa to the Oshom Tolui, and therefore if we find the Hoyrig, he's going to remain Kodosh, and therefore remain Oseh Be'Hanor, because of this halacha, just like the Oshom Tolui, a person is Gomar Umakdish. It will come out of this Cheshbon of Tosfos, and this is pointed out in the Sefer Avi Yaakov over here on Tosfos, says that Avi Yaakov will come out according to this Tosfos, that this din of the Mishnah by Egla Arufa depends on the halacha by Oshom Tolui. And just like by Oshom Tolui, we found a machlokes between Remeah and the Chachomim. In this halacha, by Oshom Tolui, if you find that he didn't, he's not chayiv, is the halacha that he goes out of chulin. So too by the Egla Arufa, according to Remeah, who holds that even Oshom Tolui goes to chulin, so too the Egla Arufa is going to go to chulin. And the whole din of the Egla Arufa over here is only with the shita of the Rabbonon, who hold that by the Oshom Tolui, he's Gomar Umakdish, because of Libay Noikvoy, and Tosfos supplies and uses this svara that applies also to the Egla Arufa. Now, Tosfos in Chulin, over there in Pei Beis Amad Aleph, asks a very similar question to Tosfos by us, and Tosfos asks also, why does the Gemara take on, it's the same Gemara in Chulin, that if Nimtzo HaHoyrig, if we found the person who killed him, the murderer, then Halacha is, that he's Mutter, the Mishnah says that the Behema is now Mutter Ma'anor, and the Gemara explains that the only reason possible is, because the Behema is not yet Nesa Be'Hanor, did not become Osa, like the Shitta of Rava, that it's only Osa Lacha Harifa. Asks Tosfos, that why do we not say that this Hektish was a Hektish Tos? Because we had a mistake, we didn't know that the Hurig is going to be found, therefore we should say that the Hektish is now a Hektish Tos, and the Behema should go Ala Chulin, even if it would have been Osa Be'Hanor before we found the Hurig. Says Tosfos, over here, it's mistaba that when Chazal, when the Chachomim were maktish the Behema, the Halacha, they weren't soimech das, they weren't thinking about the tzad, that maybe we might find the Hoyrig, and therefore they were maktish b'choloif and gomru v'hiktishu, they were goyma maktish, this Egla Arufa, and the Kedusha therefore remains, even later on when we already find the Hoyrig. This is the same similar concept which Tosfos uses by us, and compares it to the gomar maktish of the Rabbonon, by the Oshom Tolui. This is what Tosfos explains over there in Chulin also, that this is the reason why it's not a hektish tos. Now the Sfasemes points out on our Tosfos, and Tosfos in Chulin, the same idea, that Be'emes, this idea to go and compare the halacha of the Egla Arufa to the Oshom Tolui, is Be'emes very shver, because we can go and say that L'chirah, it is very different, the Gomar Umakdish of the Oshom Tolui, whereas with the Gomar Umakdish over here, by the Egla Arufa, by the Oshom Tolui, it's a private korban, it's a korban yochid, which is Bo bin Adova, similar to the Oshem Tolui, which even according to the Chachomim has an element of Nadovin, and therefore a person has a koyach to go and be Goma Umakvish, whereas in the case of our Egla Arufa, the halacha is that the Egla is only brought, only with certain Tanoim, only with if it fits with the parasha of Egla Arufa, and a person cannot go and bring an Egla Arufa bin Adova. There's no idea in the case where he's not mechuyev to bring an Egla, the town can decide to go and bring an Egla even though they're not mechuyev. And I made over here, since now is Nimta Arurig, how is it possible to say that it was Goma Umakdish? Now this Svara of Emes is a very similar Svara to what we asked earlier in Daf Chav Dalet from the Biskir Rav, that the Biskir Rav pointed out this Svara also by the Oshon Vadai. Over there also is Mashma in the Gemara by the Oshon Vadai. It will be possible to use the idea of Goma Umakdish, even though over there also it is not a Korban Sofik like the Oshon Tolui. And Afa Pikein, even so, it seems in the Gemara, the idea of Goma Umakdish will apply. And this idea we find also by us in the Sugya, by the Egla Arufa Chidush, that we can apply and use the same cloth since it's a Korban Sofik. We can use this din of Goma Umakdish even in Egla Arufa. And therefore this is the reason why we do not say it's a Hekdish Tos. Now, Be'emes, on this Nekuda of Toysos of Ekdish Tos, there's a very famous question asked over here on the Shitta of the Rambam, because as we explained, the Mishnah over here, which tells us this halacha, that if we find the Hoyrig before the Arifa, the Behemah becomes Mutter, the reason is because of Shitta Asriova, that the Behemah is only becomes Nesa, this Egla only becomes Nesa, it only becomes also after the Arifa. Memela, everyone asks on the Shitta of the Rambam Nechus Yitzeach, in Perik Yud Aloch Evav, he passes like Rav Amnuna, that the Behema, the Egla Arufa, becomes awesome, but Yiridoso, the Nachal Eison, he already becomes awesome, Michaim, when he's still alive. And even so, the Rambam brings down our Mishnah, and he says, later on in Aloch Eches, that the din is, Im Nimto Arig, Teitze V'Tiria Be'eder, he becomes Mutabanor, asks the Kesef Mishnah already, he brings down from the Rashba in Tshuva, in Chelek Heisim and Tezayin, that the Rashba already asks a question on the Rambam, that this does not fit with our Gemara, and the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara says clearly, that according to Rav Amnuna, who holds that the Behema, the Egla Arufa, became also Michaim, then even if we're going to find the murderer afterwards, he still remains with the Issa Hanor, because he already became Osa Ba'anor. And only according to Rava words, I never yet became Osa, therefore the Behemoth now is Muta Ba'anor. So Ramele, according to the Rambam, who paskins like Rav Amnuna, how does he allow himself to go and say the halacha of our Mishnah, that if we find the Horeig, Teitzei V'tiria Be'edeh? Says the Kesef Mishnah, that since already Toisvus already pointed out, by us and Michulin, that really there should be a svar over here, of Hektish Tos, we should say that even if the Behema became Osa Ba'anor, we should say that now is a mistake because we found the Hurig. So Mamela, even though for some reason we find in our Gemara, we do not hold of this Svara like Toysus Teretz, we do not use the Svara via of Goma of Hektish Tos, but it could be that the Rambam holds that this Gemara, it was only used, the only Gemara said so, the Svara as Hamakshin, was only Lefi the Hava Mina, but the Maskona, the Gemara is going to hold that the Dini is Be'emes, we say a Hektish Tos. And therefore the Rambam, even though he paskins like Rav Amnuna, he still paskins the din of a Mishnah, even though L'chira, it's still negative the Gemara. But the Achrinim point out, the Sha'ar Melech, in the Chizr Teach, in the Yisomeach, that we do not have to say, just like the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam holds our Gemara is only Havamina, L'chira, there's no mention at all in our Gemara, that the Gemara was Chizr from his Svara, and it seems that this stays, even the Maskonas HaGemara, that the only reason we can understand the din of the Mishnah is only with the Shitta of Rava. Memela, this L'chira won't work with the Shitta of the Rambam. But say the Achrinim, that we could point out that in the Yishalmi, in Soita, in Perik Tes, Aloch Evov is Mefurish, like the Shitta of the Rambam. Over there in the Yishalmi says clearly that even according to Rav Amnuna, that the din is, that the Behema, the Egla Arufa, becomes awesome, Michayim, already when he's alive. Even so, if we find the Hurig afterwards, even after he's already gone down to the Nachal Eitzon, the Aloch is, the Behema, the Egla Arufa, is now Mutter Bahanor. And it must be, says the Sha'ar Melech, the Yisomeach, it must be the Svar is, because of this Svar of Toysvus, which the Kesef Mishnah points out in the Rambam, that the din is, that it's a Hektish Tos, it was a mistake, the whole Hektish, and therefore we compare it, similar to the Oshom Vadai, and we do not say, like Toysvus Svar, that we use the Hektish of the Goma Umaktish, like the Oshom Tolui, because over here we have a new Svar of a Hektish Tos, the Hektish originally was a mistake, and they were never planned, the Bezdin of the town, never planned to go and be Makdish this Behemah, and this sad, that if we're going to be finding the murderer, therefore they were never Makdish, and now it's a Hektish Tos, and this is the reason why the Rambam Paskas is Mutter Ba'anor. Memela, say the Shahamelech and Yisrameach, even though in our Gemara in the Bavli, it seems the Gemara doesn't use this svara of the Hektish Tolls, but one can say that the Rambam paskins, like he many times does so, he paskins like the Yishalmi, the svara, that it's Mefurish in the Yishalmi, that even according to Rav Amnuna, the din of the Mishnah is true, that Nimtza Ahurig, Yete Veyer Be'ede, this is the din of the Yishalmi. Explains of Shmuel Rizovsky in Zichron Shmuel in Simen Ayin, that Be'emes, if we analyze over here this Machlokes, the Bavli and the Yishalmi, if we can use the klal of Hektish Tos, like Tosfos asks over there in Chulin, in our case of the Egla Arufa, says Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, a very gishmak and mahalach, to go and explain, what is the Yisoida Machlokes between the Bavli and Yishalmi, if we can use the klal of Hektish Tos over here by the Egla Arufa. Says Reb Shmuel, that Be'emes we have to understand, the Yisoid of Rav Amnuna's din, the Alocha of the Gemara, Yiridoso leNachal Eison Oisrioso. Already by the going down to the Nachal Eison, the Egla Arufa becomes Osa Bahanor. Says Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, Be'emes we can say, we can clear Chakir and we can have a Tutzdodim, why is this so? Why does Rav Amnuna hold that already by the Yirida going down to the Nachal Eison Michaim, he becomes Osa? Do we say that just like according to Rava, by the Arifa itself, the behemah, the Egla Arufa becomes Osa Ba'anoa. This is the Maisa Arifa, which the Torah tells us that the Egla Arufa is Osa Ba'anoa. Memela says Rav Amnuna that even before the Maisa Arifa itself, once we already started the parasha of the Egla Arufa, which part of it is to take it down to the Nachal Eison, like it says in the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Kiseite. Therefore, this is already called starting the parasha of Egla Arufa. And any Maisa which we have already done in the parasha of Egla Arufa automatically is chal on this Egla that he has already got Torah's Egla Arufa, and the halacha is that Egla Arufa is also Ba'anor, and this is a svar of Rav Amnuna that the Yerida itself alone is enough to go and say it's also Ba'anor even when the Behemah is still alive. Or do we say, says Reb Shmuel, that Be'emes, Rav Amnuna agrees to Rava, that the Maisa Arifa later on, then is when it's chal, the shame and the din of the Egla Arufa. And only then, Be'emes, it should become Osa Bahanor. The Svar of Rav Amnuna is not working with the shame of Egla Arufa, but this is working with the Svar of the Gemara, which the Gemara says clearly in Sanhedrin, Memzayin Omid Beis, that this idea of Hazmona Milsehi, if someone is Mazmin, someone goes and prepares something to be used for something else, the halacha is that hazmona, there's machlokes over there, Abaya and Rava, if hazmona milsehi, we can already, the mere fact that he is already mazmin, he already prepared it for his future use, he already has the halachas of the future already apply now. And the Gemara, one of the cases of the Gemara over there, the Gemara uses this din of Rav Amnuna, of Yuridosol and Achaleison, by the Egla Arufa. Says Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, see clearly the understanding of the Gemara in Sanhedrin is that the reason why the Egla becomes Osa already before is because of the halacha of Hazmona, the preparation and the fact that we're going to use him later on alone is enough that it should be Chal already now, Issa Hanor, even though the Maisa and the Chalus Din of the Egla Arufa is only later on by the Maisa Arufa itself, just like the Shitta of Rav. Memela, says the Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, seems that there's a machlokes over here in the understanding of the Issa Hanor Michaim of Rav Amnuna. And one can say that our Gemara, where the Gemara doesn't understand why if Nimtza Ahurig, if the person is found, why do we say that the behemah becomes Mutar Ba'anor? The Gemara doesn't understand why this should be so, even though we can use the klal of Hektish Tos. Says Reb Shmuel, because if we understand that the reason why the behemah is also already Michaim is because it was already chal the Torah and the shame of the Egla Arufa with the beginning of the parasha by going down to the Nachal Eison, then this is not because of the Hektish and the Maisa Hektish of the Bezdin, but this is because it's already done the Maisa Arifa, and just like we understand according to Rava, after the Arifa itself, one cannot say that it was a Hektish Tos because it was already done. So too, once he's already started the parish of the Egla Arufa, and he already became Asa, there's no Taina anymore of Hektish Tos. Whereas if you go with the Svar of the Gemara Sanhedrin, that the reason why it becomes Asa is because of Azmona, which this is also because of the Bezdin that they're Mazmin, they prepare now. This Chalois, which is going to be Chal later on, has already Dinim earlier because of the halacha of Azmona, then in the halachas of Azmona, one can use the klal of hektish toes, and therefore the Gemara in Yerushalmi, and this is the shit of the Rambam, they paskin like the svara of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and they understand the svara of Rav Amnuna, the reason why it's also is because of the halacha of Azmona, and therefore we can apply the klal of hektish toes. This is a gishmak mahalach, how Reb Shmuel explains over here why the Yerushalmi holds as a cloud of hektish toes, because he goes with the Gemara Sanhedrin, that the Issa is because of Azmona, whereas our Gemara understands that the reason why it is also is not because of Azmona, but because of the din and the parasha of Egel Arufo has already Michal, and therefore there's no idea of hektish toes, and therefore the Gemara says that our mission has to be with the Shitta of Rava. This Akoponim is the Shitta of the Rambam, that the Rambam paskes like a Ramnuna, and he paskes like a din of the Mishnah, like the Mahalach of the Yerushalmi, and not like the Maskon of the Gemara by us, the Shitta of the Bavli. Now moving further on into the next sugya, the Machlikes Ebeleza and Rabbonon in the Gedeh of the Korban of the Osham Tolu. As we know, there's some Korbonis in the Torah which are Korbonis that can come bin a dover, lemosha the Korban Oila, the Korban Shlomim, even though sometimes they are Korbonis Choiva, but a lot of times it could be brought bin a dover if a person wants to go and be Makriv a Korban Oila without any Chiyov, he didn't do any Avera. He wants to be Makriv a Korban Oila, a person has that ability, is the Koyach to go and bring a Korban Oila bin a dover. So to a Korban Shlomim is a Korban which is Bar bin a dover. Whereas the Korbonis of a Chatos and a Korban Oshom are korbanos which are only bar bin a dover, and only if a person bring has an avera, then he can bring and have the afrosha of a korban chatos and a korban osham. The machlokes over here between Reb Lezer and Reb Onon is how to understand the korban of the osham tolui. Reb Lezer says in the Mishnah, misnadev odom osham tolui b'chol yoyim, and explains the Gemara, my time with Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says that the korban of the osham tolui is a korban nedover, because if it is a korban chuyva, there'll be no reason why later on, when he finds out that he did the Avera, then he has to go now and bring a korban chatos. Because, says Reb Lezer, if it's going to be a korban chuyva, then it's going to be a total kapora, or be a kapora gemura, and therefore this will totally eliminate any need to go and bring a korban chatos later on when he finds out that he did the Avera. Says Reb Lezer, therefore the korban actually has to be a korban of a nedover, and therefore a person from his own free will can go and bring a korban osham tolui b'chol yoyim, just like he can do so by the korban oilo and the korban shlomim. The Chachomim disagree, and the Chachomim explain that this korban is actually a korban choiva, similar to a regular osham. Say the Chachomim, the reason why the person has to bring later on a korban chatos, even though he has already brought a korban choiva, which seems to be a kapora gemura, says the Chachomim that the reason why he's bringing so is only lehogin olav min ha'yisurim, to protect him from any punishment from later on, and this alone is enough to give it a Torah as chuyva. It already has a purpose now to go and do this kapora, this hagona, even though it is not mechaper the ikar avera only later on with the korban chatos. This is a machlikas. You say this is a machlikas. Reb Lezer and Abonon, if the korban osham tolui is a korban chuyva or a korban nedover. Now it's very important to point out that the Rishonim say that even according to Reb Lezer holds that the korban of the Osham Tolu is actually a korban habo bin nedover, but in a case where a person actually has an avera of a sofik chelev, which is a sofik koreis, and all the other sofik koreis, which the Chachomim hold from the drosh of the Gemara later on, we learn mitzvois, that every case of a sofik koreis, one has to bring Osham Tolu, is chayiv to bring Osham Tolu, say the Rishonim, this is Mefurish in Tosfos early on in Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, so too Tosfos explains this by us in Amid Beis, and it's Mefurish like this also in the Rambam, by us in the Perish HaMishnayis, that even Reb Lezer agrees to the din of the Rabbonon, that there's a chuyva in a case where the person was over the din of a Sofik Chelev. Even though Reb Lezer holds that the korban is a korban nedover, and a person can go and bring this korban from his own free will every day, but sometimes it's chayiv to bring this korban, and this is in the case of a sofik koreis, and no machlokes about this point between Reb Lezer and the Chachomim, and the whole machlokes is only if the person has the ability to do so, even though he's not mechuyev, can he bring this korban b'toyu asushus with a durian and a nedover, and Reb Lezer holds that since the whole korban is only a korban of the nedover, therefore a person has a koyach to go and bring this korban even in the case where he's not chayiv. Says the Olch Lener that according to this cheshbon of Tosfos, it seems to be that even in a case where Reb Lezer will agree to the Rabbonon that the person is actually chayiv to bring this korban, but the geder of the korban is still a geder of a korban nedover. It is not a korban chayva. It does not switch over to a korban which now has to be brought, and therefore it is looked upon like a chatos and a osham. But it is still the geder of the korban is still a geder of a korban of a durin. He's bringing actually like a present to the mizbeach, but he's only chayiv. Sometimes the Torah says that because he was over a sofik chilev, which is a sofik koris, he's chayiv to bring this nedova, this durin, to the mizbeach because of this sofik chilev which he ate. But the korban itself doesn't change, and it still remains a korban nedava, since Reb Lezer does not have this concept at all of the korban which is brought lehogin olav mina yisurim. He doesn't have this idea about the osham tolui to say that the reason why he's bringing so is lehogin olav. Mamele must be that the reason why he's bringing this korban is for the nedava, for the doyen. But the Torah actually says that he should go his chayiv to go and bring this present now to the mizbeach. But the idea of the korban is also only b'toyas doyin. It's only like a present, but it is not a korban chayva lehogin olam min ha'isurim. This is how the Ochanan explains, and the Kesi Yeshua says that maybe there's nafkeminis in the halachas of mashkin we discussed earlier in Daf Yud Ches. It could be there's nafkemina if there's a chayvas nesochim, which the Tvua Shoy and the Mishkan Yisyankiv in Siman Aleph discuss. If there's a din of chivas nesochim in the case of a korban which is only brought in a dover, normally has to come with a nesochim, if in this case also it's going to be brought with nesochim. But says the Mishkan Yisyankiv over there in Orichaim in Siman Aleph that he holds that even according to Reb Lezer, since as we said from the Rambam and Tosfos, that Reb Lezer says that in a case where he has a sofik koris, he's chayiv to bring a osham tolui, now the korban is actually a korban chayva. It is not a korban nedova. And therefore, even if we're going to say that in a nedova, he would have to bring nesochim, but the korban chayva, if he's bringing so because he has to bring, then the korban is actually a korban of a chayva, and it is not a durian. Now it is working the same way it works according to the Rabbanon, and this has to be lehogin olav min ha'yisurim. And b'emes, the lashon of Tosfos in Zvachim, Yudom et Beis, Tosfos over there discusses the shita of Reb Lezer that the Osham is brought shelo lishmoi. The Gemara over there discusses, says Tosfos, the Osham also has an element of a case of a sofik koreis in a case where he has to bring the Osham, like we said from Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer agrees in the case of a sofik koreis, he's mechuyev to bring the Osham tolui. And explains over there Tosfos in Yudam et Beis that then when Reb Lezer holds that he's chayev to bring this korban, He's doing so lehogin olav mina yisurim, just like the Rabbanon. This is mefurish like the Mishkan Yisyankiv explains, not like the Ochlener, that the svara of Reb Lezer is only in a case where the person is bringing the korban me'atzmoi from his own free will b'nedova. But the second the person is chayiv to bring the korban, then Reb Lezer agrees to the Rabbanon that the korban is actually now korban chayva, and he's bringing this korban lehogin olav mina yisurim. And b'emes we have to understand that the Ochlener has a very strong taina that if Reb Lezer agrees to this idea that a person can bring a korban lehogin olav mina yisurim to protect him from the future punishment, then why should Reb Lezer disagree with the Rabbanon Svara? And why should Reb Lezer hold that this korban is a korban nedova? The Gemara says the Shak Levetaria, the discussion of a year, is that Reb Lezer does not have any idea of a korban unless it's a chuyva gemura, unless it's a kapora, a total kapora, which will totally eliminate the idea and the need to bring a korban chatos later on. And the Rabbanon, they are mechadish this new concept, this new idea of having a korban chuyva, which is coming lehogin olav min ha'isurim. This was the Ochlener's taina that lechuyah is mashma from the Gemara. Reb Lezer doesn't have such idea at all, because if he does, then what is his raya that the korban is actually a korban of nedova? Memeido, we have to understand, according to this mashmos in Tosfos in Zvachim, like the Mishkan Yisyankiv says, that even according to Reb Lezer, when he's bringing the korban b'toyas chuyva, it is coming lehogin olav to protect him from the punishment. Then why does Reb Lezer say that always it is a korban nedova? What's his raya? Maybe it's a korban chayva, just like the Rabbanon. Explains Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Dibris Moshe in Meseches Nedarim in the first perek in the Ora Yud Ches, and explains Reb Moshe. He also says Bepshitas that the Reb Lezer also agrees that when a person is bringing this osham tolui because he has to bring it, then the reason is lehogin olav mina yisurim, not that the Torah is mechayev him to bring this korban, even though it is a durian. Over here, of course, Reb Lezer is going to agree to the Chachomim, like it is mashma in Tosfos in Zvachim Yudom and Beis. But it explains Reb Moshe that the main machlokes and the discussion over here between Reb Lezer and Rabbanon is that Reb Lezer holds that be'emes every osham tolu, we have to understand how is it possible that the Torah allows the person to bring the Asham Talu, even though it could be the person didn't do any Aveira at all. And if he didn't do any Aveira, he doesn't need any protection, he doesn't need any Agona, he's not going to have any Yisurim. It could be he never did any Aveira at all, and the Korban has no point, and it is not necessary to be brought. Memela says Reb Lezer, if he would say that the Korban is being brought to be Mechaper, and it's a total Kapora, then we can understand that there's Gzeiras HaKosuv, that the Korban is brought, even though it could be he didn't do any Aveira at all, but this is eliminating any tzad, and it is totally going to be Mechaper, the person, and this is the reason why the Korban is brought. This is the Svar of Reb Lezer. But says Reb Lezer, since we know the person later on has to bring a Korban Chatos, Memela, it can't be a Kapora Gemura. It is not a total Kapora. And to say that the only reason why it is brought is only Lehogin Olav, only to protect him from the punishment, this is not enough to go and bring this Korban, because it could be he doesn't need any protection at all. Memela, from here, Reb Lezer learns that it must be that the Korban has an element, an idea of a Korban of Nedava. Memela, even though the idea when he's chayev to bring the Korban, he's doing so in order to protect himself from punishment, like even according to the Chachamim also, Reb Lezer also agrees to this Svarah. But Reb Lezer understands and learns from this that there must be some idea of a Korban Nedava. The Korban itself must have a Toyas Nedava to it, allowing him to bring this Korban, even though it could be the person didn't do any Aveira at all. And from here, Reb Lezer learns that this Korban is a Korban Nedava, and therefore can be brought even in a case where he's not Chayiv at all, and he doesn't have any Sofek Aveira. Masha'in Kenu asks, the Rabbanon disagree, and the Rabbanon hold that since this idea of the Korban is Lahogin Olav, is to protect him from the Yisurim, therefore this allows him to bring this Korban, even though it could be he didn't do any Aveira at all, there's no Taina, and he doesn't have any, the Chachamim don't have a reason to say the Korban has to be a Korban of Nedava. This is the way Reb Moshe over there in Dibros Moshe explains the Machlekes between Reb Lezer and Rabbanon. Maybe we have a very Yisidistic Machlekes and understanding the shit of Reb Lezer, as we said, that even though Reb Lezer holds that normally the Korban can come in a Dover, but he's sometimes chayev to bring the Korban, and we have a Machlikas in Achrinim, how to understand this shit of Reb Lezer, when actually he's bringing the Korban material as chayva? Do we say that now the chiyuv is only to bring the chayva of this Korban, which remains a Korban of the Dover? This is the way the Ochlenei understands, the Kesei Yeshua, whereas the Mishkanos and the Tosfos in Zvachim Yudomet Beis, Reb Moshe Feinstein and Dibros Moshe, they explain that even in a case according to Reb Lezer, the Korban is actually being brought Lehogin Olav Min HaYisurim, but Afar Pi Kein, even so, Reb Lezer understands that the Korban actually is a Korban of Nedava, allowing him to go and bring this Korban even in a case where he's not Chayev at all. This is the Shitta of Reb Lezer and the Machlokes between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. Now moving further on into the Gemara in Amud Beis, which is the next shitta in this shitta of Reb Lezer, which is called in the Gemara the shitta of the Omru Loi. This is using the Lashon of the Mishnah of the Omru Loi by the story of Bava ben Buta, and this is actually another day over here in the Gedeh of the Korban of the Asham Tolu. The Gemara starts off with the Braisa that Asham Tolu is Bar al Hanavela. The Asham Tolu comes, even though, as we know always, according to Rabbanon, it only comes on Sofik Koreis. But says the Gemara that Asham Toli can come even on a Nevela, which is only an Issa Lav. And the Gemara discusses who is this Shitta, and the Maskana is that this is the Shitta of the Omru Loi, that they hold that the Korban of the Asham Toli is Baal and Nevela. The Gemara explains that the Chachamim hold that we learn this from Mitzvahs, that the Makor, the Din of the Asham Toli is only in the case of a Sofik Koreis, whereas the Omru Loi, they hold that we have a new Pasuk, Asha Loise Osena, the Oshem, which is in the parasha of Asham Tolu, allowing the person to bring a Korban of Asham Tolu, even in the case of a Sofik Nevela, which is only a Loisei Osena, it's only a Lav, a person can also bring this Korban of the Asham Tolu. This is the Shitta of the Omru Loi. Now the Tvor Shoy in Simon Hay, in Sivkot and Ches, Reb Kiveig over here in the Mishnah, he brings it down from him. He explains that we find over here very clearly that there's two deos over here in understanding the Shitta of Reb Lezer. We have the Shitta of the Chachomim on one side, who hold that the only time Asham Tolu can be brought is a Korban Chayva. It can only be brought only in the case of a Sofik Koreis, whereas according to Reb Lezer, we find that the Korban can be brought even bin Adova. But there's a Machlokes in Reb Lezer. We have two deis, the Tanakama and Bava ben Buta himself. They hold that Reb Lezer can be brought, the Korban of Asham Tolu can be brought bin Adova, even in the case where he doesn't have any Sofik at all. It is a total Korban Adova, just like a Oila and a Shlomim. and therefore Bovin Ben Buta wanted to do so even straight after Yom Kippur, and the Omriloi disagreed, and they all, that even according to Reb Lezer, in this shitta that it could be Bovin Adova, but this is only in a case where it's Beis HaSofik, only in a case where it has entered some element of Sofik, then it's allowed the person to go and bring a Korban of the Oshem Tolu. This is the third day, as it was sure, even though he points out that Rashi in many places, in Menoches, in Kuf Beis Amid Beis, like the Rishash over there already asks, the Zvochim Ein Zayin Amid Aleph, in Chulin, the end of the second period, Kemem Aleph Amid Beis, the Tvorah Shoy says, if you look in the Rashi, it's mashma, that there's no two shittas, and even Reb Lezer himself always, is also masking that we have to have someone Beis HaSofik, and only then he could bring Oshem Tolui, but says the Tvorah Shoy, in our Gemara increases, in the Gemara by us, in the Gemara earlier, Chof Dalet Amid Beis, more so in the Gemara earlier, in Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, is Mefurish, that there's two days over here, and Reb Lezer himself agrees that we can bring the Korban b'nedava any time a person wants to bring the Korban, like Oilan and Shlomim, and the Shitta of the Omriloi, they hold that the Korban has to have some element of Sofik, a Beis HaSofik. This is the Gemara over here, which is the Shitta of the Oshem Tolui, Bo and Anavele. Now, to understand the Shitta of the Omriloi, explains Tosfos over here in Devar Maschil Oshem Tolui, in the Gemara in Chafei Amid Beis, says Tosfos that Be'emes, the Makur of the Shitta of the Omriloi, is from the Pasuk Ashelui Se Oseno, which allows the person to bring a Korban even on a Sofik Lav. Says Tosfos, if we're going to explain and say that the Shitta of the Omriloi is that the Chayiv to go and bring a Korban, just like the Rabbanon hold that he's Chayiv to bring a Korban Oshem Tolui by a Sofik Koris, the Omriloi hold that we learn from the Pasuk Ashelui Se Oseno that he's Chayiv to bring a Korban Oshem Tolui on a Sofik Lav, like the case of a Nevela, then it'll come out a very interesting din, that the halacha will be that if someone is over a Sofik Nevela, he's going to be Chayiv to bring a Oshem Tolui, whereas if a person eats a Vadai Nevela, Beshoigig, then he's going to have to bring a Korban, he doesn't bring any Korban at all, because there's no Korban of the Korban of Nevela, Nevela doesn't have any Korban in the Torah. Therefore, says Tosfos, this is very interesting to go and say, which will be schwer to go and hold as Shashita, that there's a Chiyuv Korban Misofik, even though in the case of the Vadai, there's no Chiyuv Korban at all. And says Tosfos also, the Pasuk over there, in the Oshem Tolui, says a Loshon Velo Yoda, which will be Mashma, that the case is only in the case of a Sofik. Memela explains Tosfos, the Shitta of the Osh Omriloi, and explains Tosfos that even the Omriloi also agree to the Rabbonon that there's a Gzir Shava Mitzvah, Mitzvah is telling us that the Chiyuv of Oshem Tolui is only in the case of a Sofik Koritz. This is like we explained in the Shitta of Reb Lezer, that the Chuyvas Oshem Tolui is only in the case of a Sofik Koritz. But the Omriloi hold that we learn from the Pasuk Ashelui Se Oseno that it is possible for the person to go and bring a Korban B'nedova as long as he has somewhat an element of a Sofik Lav, or a different Sofik. This is enough for a person to go and bring a Korban B'nedova. This is the Shitta of Tosfos. And explain that Achrinim, the Kotche David, Ochlaner, they explain that according to Tosfos it comes out that if we analyze the Shitta of the Omriloi, then it comes out that Be'emes in the Gede of the Korban of the Oshem Tolui, they hold like the Shitta of the Rabbonon, and not like the Shitta of Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer, as we explained earlier, holds that the Korban of the Oshem Tolui is a Korban Nedova, just like the Korban of the Oilan and the Shlomim. And therefore, this is the reason why Reb Lezer permits the person to go and bring the Korban Oshem Tolui whenever he wants, B'chol Eitz u'b'chol Shor. This is the Lashon of the Mishnah according to Reb Lezer. Whereas the Omriloi, they disagree with their Blezer, and they hold like the Rabbonon, that the Geder of the Oshem Tolui is a Korban Chuyva, and therefore, if not for the Pasuk of Ashelui Se Oseno, they would hold like the Rabbonon, that the Korban only comes, only in the Chuyva, only in the case where he's Chayiv, because of the Sofik Koris. The Omriloi hold, that even though the Korban is actually a Korban Chuyva, but there's a Gzeir Sakosuv teaching us, from the Pasuk Ashelui Se Oseno, that this Korban is allowed to be brought sometimes B'nedova. And Ashelui Se Oseno, even though they have the Pasuk of Mitzvahs for the Chuyva, but they hold that the Ashelui Se Oseno tells us that as long as he has a Beis HaSofik, if he has somewhat a Sofik, then he can bring a Korban B'nedova. So even though at the end they land by the same Shitta of Reb Lezer that they can bring the Korban B'nedova, but it's for a total different reason. Reb Lezer's reason is because the Kovin is a Kovin Nedover, whereas the reason of the Omrilo is because of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Ashaloisi Alseno, even though normally it should be understood as a Kovin Chuyva, but Ashaloisi Alseno is a new Pasuk teaching us that the Kovin can also come be Nedover from this Gzeres HaKosuv Ashaloisi Alseno. This is the Shitta of the Omrilo, like they hold now, like the Shitta of Reb Lezer, that the Kovin can be Bob Nedover from this Gzeres HaKosuv. So this is the Shitta of Tosfos by us, that the din over here of Oshem Tolui, which comes down on a Nevela, is not a Chiyuv, it's only that it is Bo, Benadova, and from the Pasuk Asheloise Oseno. But the Ravid in the Toyas Koranim, in Pashas Vayikra, in Dibur Dechoivo, Peyuk Yud Beis, in Chav Chesomet Beis, the Ravid over there in Toyas Koranim is Mavur, that he understands the Gemara literally, and this is almost like the literal Pshat in Rashi, like Tosfos started off from Loshon of Rashi, like the Ochel Ne'er points out, Rashi is Mashma. He also learns like the Ravid, that the din of the Braise over here, of the Oshem Tolui Bo'an Anavela, does not mean, like Tosfos explains, that it is only can be brought Betoyos Rishus if a person wants to bring the Korban and he's allowed to. But Rashi actually explains that he's Chayiv to bring the Korban in a case where he was over a Sofik Lav. And the Ravid over there explains, not like Tosfos, that even though on a Vadai Nevela, a person is not Chayiv any Korban, there's no Korban by Nevela, but in the case of a Sofik Lav, then we learn from the Pasuk of Ashaloisi Oseno that he's Chayiv to bring a Korban of the Oshem Tolui. And explains the Ravid that the Omriloi over here in this Braisa, they disagree with the Gzereshova of the Rabbonon. The Gzereshova of the Rabbonon, Mitzvahs, in the Torah's Koranim is a different Gzereshova, teaching us this halacha that it is only Oshem Tolui is only by Sofik Koris, says the Ravid that the Omriloi disagree and they don't hold of this Gzereshova, and they have a new Pasuk Asheloisi Oseno to tell us that the Korban comes b'choivo, he's chayiv to bring a Korban in a case where a person eats a Sofik Lav, a Sofik Nevela. This alone is enough of a Chiyuv, and he disagrees with the mitzvahs of the Rabbonon. The Meila, we have a whole new understanding in this Gemara over here of Oshem Tolui Bo'an Anevela, that he's ben is chayiv to bring a Korban, like the Pashtas Loshim Rashi, this is a Shitta of the Ravid. But asks the Kodshei David over here in the Gemara, that if so, we have to understand Bichlal, what is going on over here in the Mishnah, that the Omrilo agreed to the Reb Lezer, that a Korban of the Oshem Tolui can be brought bin Endover. If, as we said, there's no real machlikas between Reb Lezer and the Rabbonon, in the case of the Nedova, the machlikas over here is about the Chuyva. The Rabbonon hold that the Chuyva is only by a Sofik Koris, and the Omriloi hold that the Chuyva is in the case of a Sofik Lav. So where do we see any raya from the Omriloi that they hold that a case where the person is not chayiv to bring, he can go ahead and bring the Korban whenever he wants, in the case as long as he has a Beis HaSofik? According to Reb Lezer, we know that the Korban is a Korban Nedova. But as we see, the Omriloi disagree, because the Omriloi hold that a person has to have a Beis HaSofik, has to have some kind of an element of a Sofik, must be that the Korban is not a Korban Nedova. And even so, the Omriloi hold that the din is that in the case of a Beis HaSofik, a person is allowed to go and bring this Korban Nedova. How does the Gemara know these two halachas in the Omriloi? First of all, that he's chayiv to bring a Korban in the case of a Sofik Lav, and another din that it's a Korban which is permitted to bring in a case where he has any Sofik at all, as long as he has somewhat a Beis HaSofik, this will be alone enough to be for him to go and bring a Korban. There's no Makoria call at all, according to the Omriloi, to tell us these two halachas. According to the Tosfos Pshat in the Gemara, it's very gishmak, because this is the whole halacha of the Omriloi. They agree to the Rabbonon that the Chuyva is by Sofik Koris, but they hold that a case of Rishus Nedova can be brought any case of a Beis HaSofik. But according to the Ravid, that the reason why the Omriloi hold that the Oshem Tolui is Bo'an Anevela, because they hold the Chayiv to bring Anan Nevela, because he holds this Chidush that a Sofik Lav is also Chayiv Oshem Tolui, then how do we have any Raya what the Omriloi hold if the Oshem Tolui can be brought bin Nedova? This is a question we have to understand over here in the Mahalach of Ravid. This is a very Mechudish Degedea of the Ravid, that there's some shit over here hold that the Oshem Tolui is Bemis comes on every Sofik Lav in the Torah. A person has to bring a Korban of Oshem Tolui, even though in the case of the Vadai Lav, he's not going to actually have to be Chayim any Korban at all. And this is the reason why Tosfos holds that the whole Gemara over here is only a discussion of a Korban Nedova. This is how the Pashas Shitza Tosfos, even though we have a Mechudish Degedea over here of the Ravid, Ochel Ne'er points out the Pashas of Rashi is this way, that the Korban of the Oshem Tolui and Anavela is a Korban Chiyuv. Now, in the main machlokes between Reb Lezer and Rabbonon, la halacha Pashtus, one should say that the halacha is definitely going to be like the Rabbanon, that the din is that the Osham Tolu is a korban chayva and can only come b'chayva only in the case of a Safek Koris. This is a shita of the Rabbanon. But this is not so simple, because in the Gemara in Chulin, at the end of the second period, in Memalef Amid Beis, over there there's a machlekes between, the same machlekes between a Blezer and a Rabbanon, if the Osham Tolu is a Osham, which is a korban, a dover, and over there there's a Stam Mishnah, like a Blezer, the Gemara over there explains, that the Stam Mishnah, which is Mashma, the Osham Tolu is a korban, the dover, is a shita of a Blezer, and this says the Rosh, over there in Chulin, in Perik Beis, in Yudalad, the Rashbo, in Teres Habayis, in Yudamid Beis, they say that if so, we have to paskin like Reb Elezer, like the Pashtus of the Mishnah over there, and Oshem Tolu is Be'emes, a Korban Nedover. This is Be'emes Machlikis Lemaisa between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Hilchas Shchita and Simen Hei, Sif Aleph, if we paskin like Reb Elezer or the Rabbonon, because on one hand the Rambam paskins like the Rabbonon Hilchas Shchita, Perik Beis Halach Yudches, and as we said, the Rosh and the Rashba on the other side, they paskin like Reb Elezer, the Machlikis, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, whereas the Ramah says, Yish Poislin, this is the shit of Reb Elezer, that the Korban of Oshem Tolu is on the Dover, the Kaimelon Reb Elezer, the Oshem Tolu Bob in the Dover, says the Ramah, V'yesh Lahachmi, we should be machmi like the shit of Reb Elezer, over there in Hilchos Shchita, discussing this shit machlekes between Reb Elezer and Rabbonon. Now, Bemis, this machlekes has a ramification, Alocha, Lemaisa, for us every single day. The Torah says at the beginning of Erechaim in Simen Aleph, that it is good for the person to say the parshas of Korbonos, and he should say the parsha of Oilo, the parsha of Shlomim, the parsha of Chatos, the parsha of Oshom. Every day by Shachris, he should say the parsha of Korbonos. Says the Torah that when he finishes each parsha, it is good for him to say a tchina, a tefillah, and he should say Yehirotzoin, that he says after each parsha Yehirotzoin keilu hikravti Oilo. That since the idea nowadays we don't have any Bisa Mikdosh, and the halacha of Nishalmo poems for Seinu, the amira of the korban is the actual saying of the parsha of the korban oilo, is keilu, he's bringing a korban oilo, therefore the person should say at the end of the parsha, Yerotze, in keilu ikravti oilo, sheye amira zu chashuvo, keilu ikravti oilo. So too, after the shlomim, one should say the same tefillah, and so too, after the other korbanos, which are bo benede or benedove. But says the Torah that after the Chatos, the Korban Chatos, which as we know is Einu Bob and Nedev and Nedova, it's only a Korban Chayva, even though one should say the parasha of Chatos, but one shouldn't add on a tefillah, Keilu Ikravti Chatos, since a person doesn't know if he's Chayiv, and it is Einu Bob and Nedev, this is the din of the Torah at the beginning of Erechaim. Says the Beis Yosef, the Torah actually does not mention that one should not say so after the parasha of the Oshom. And the reason is because the Oshom sometimes is Bob in a Dover, which is the Oshom Tolu, according to Reb Elezer. And since the Rosh, the Tor's father, paskins like Reb Elezer in Chulin, therefore the Tor himself also paskins like Reb Elezer, and also Oshom Tolu is Bob in a Dover. And therefore a person can say, even after the parsha of Oshom, the Yerotzo in the Tchina, Keilu Hikrafti Oshom, because of the Oshom Tolu, which is also has a Toyas Oshom, and therefore a person can go and say this tchina even by the Oshom Tolu. Even though in the Shulchan Aruch he says so only by the Oilan Shlomim, the Shachar Edi points out in Yerideya and Simon Hayes, Siv Zayin, that this should depend on this machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and the Shach discusses maybe the Ramah only paskins like a Blezer L'chumra over there in the Cheshchita, but he doesn't really paskin like a Blezer, and therefore he doesn't disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, who says, doesn't make any mention that after the Oshom one should say this parasha, Memela, this tchina, this tefillah. And therefore the Shach says la'alocha that one should only do so only after the parasha of the Oila and the Shlomim, whereas the Oshom should be like the Chatos, and we should not say any tchina. This is the maskona of the Shach in Yerideh and Semen Hei Sif Katan Zayin. And this depends on our machlekes over here between Eblezer and Rabbanon, and how we paskin la'alocha, a chidush and a machlekes vishonim, and the Rosh and the Rashba b'emes paskin like the shita of Eblezer, and therefore the Torah holds la'alocha on every day we should say the tchina of the Yerotzoin and the tefillah after the parasha of Oshom because of the shita of Eblezer, that Oshom Tolu is Bob in the Dov. Now moving further on into the next sugya, which continues on into Chavov Amid Aleph, the sugya of Yom Kippur, that the Breiser tells us, the Mishnah, that Yom Kippur is actually Mechaper on a Korban of a Safek, which the Gemara learns out from the Maskonah to Gemara, that we learn out from this Din, Achet She'im Makiboy El Amokoyim, if there's any Aveira which only the Eibishter, only the Rebbeinu Shalom knows about, then there's a Kapoya of Yom Kippur, in a case where it is a Safek Aveira, whereas in a case where of Oshom Vadai, or any other vaday which the Gemara is going to be discussing later on in Daf Chavav and Aleph, then there's no p'tor in the Bnei Korban, there's no halacha of the halacha of Yom Kippur can go and be mechaper. Now in this b'raisa, over here, in the middle of the Amud, the Chafei Amud Beit, the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbonon, Chamisho Hashomuis Mechaprin, Oshom Tolu Yei Mechapi Kapor Gemura. The Gemara says there's a difference between the Hashomuis, which are Vadai, and the Din of the Oshom Tolu. And Ravina explains, Hochi Katoni, Chamisho Hashomuis Ein Ache Mechapi Kapor Oson, there's no substitute, they have to go and be brought, the Chamisho Hashomuis, the Chimis Yadale, when he finds out that he did an Avir, Maisi, whereas the Oshom Tolui Achir Mechape Kapor Yosoi, there is a different something else which can be Mechape, which is Yom Kippur. The Lechim Misyad Alei Loi Maisi. When he finds out later on, he's not going to have to bring a korban because Yom Kippur was already Mechape, this Avira of the Sofek Avira of the Oshom Tolui. There are many Achrinim over here on the Loshon HaGemora, the Rishash, the Yavitz, the Ilas Shlema, the Medayek from the Loshon HaGemora, a very big Chiddush, and a very Yesodis Digadiyuk over here in understanding the Kapor of Yom Kippur, which works on the Sofik Aveir of the Oshom Tolu. Say the Achrinim that over here it would seem from the Loshon HaGemora that this halacha which we find in our Mishnah, Yom Kippur is Mechaper on a Sofik Aveir, is only discussing a case where the person actually does not yet know about his Aveira, and therefore he has a kapor of Yom Kippur. This is a chait, she'im makiboy ele amokoyim, only the Eibishter knows about the Aveira. This is the Loshon of the Gemara, the childelechim is yadale, later on when he's going to find out about the Aveira, which means after Yom Kippur, then he already had the kapor of Yom Kippur previously, since he did not yet know about the Aveira. But it would seem in the Loshon of Gemara, that if before Yom Kippur already, he knew about the Avera, that he has now a Sofik, and he's Mechuyev already in a Korban of Oshom Tolui, this alone, that he has a Yediyah of the Sofik, will be enough to consider this Avera something which is already Mechuyev in the Korban, and therefore it will not have the Kapor of Yom Kippur. This is Mashma in Loshon HaGemara, so too in the Loshon of Rashi, the Din of Kapor of Yom Kippur only applies to a person who does not yet know about his Avera. But says the Rishash, Bal Kolchach, we have to say that the Gemara is Lav Dafke. We have to say that this Diuk cannot be made in the Gemara, because if we look in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Shavuos, and the Gemara explains, in Shavuos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Lashon of the Mishnah, it says clearly that Yom Kippur is Mechape, Al Hoida Ve Al Loi Hoida. Says the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis in Shavuos, this means to say that even in a case where a person already knows about the Avera, even then, the halacha is that Yom Kippur has a koyach to be mechaper on this sofik aveira. This is still considered a chait sheimake boy el amokim, since even though he had the idea, but it is only a idea sofik, he doesn't know vadai that he did this aveira, and therefore Yom Kippur can still be mechaper even though he already knows about the aveira. So the main of the lashon of the Gemara, the lashon of Rashi, that the Gemara only discusses a case where he finds out after Yom Kippur. Say the Achrinim says a Rishash, it must be Zlav Dafke, because it's Mefurish and Shvuris that this din applies, even in a case where the person already knew about the Avera before Yom Kippur. And Be'emes, the other way around, the Gemara earlier in Daf Yud Chesem at Beis, we find over the exact opposite story from Abaye, that Abaye suggested that the whole Kapor of Yom Kippur is only in a case where the person already knows about the Avera. But if he doesn't yet know about it, it could be that this is missing in the Yediyah, and therefore Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. This was the Sfar of Abai earlier in Daf Yud Chesem and Beis, and over there also the Gemara brings this same Mishnah in the beginning of Shavuos to disprove Abai's Sfar, because the Mishnah says clearly that the Yom Kippur is Mechaper Bein al Hoida or Bein al Loi Hoida. Even in a case where the person actually does not yet know about the Avera, it is clear in the Mishnah that both cases there is a Kapora of Yom Kippur. Mamela, this is a din. In our Gemara, the Loshon of the Gemara must be Lav Dafke. But Be'emus, it's not so clear, and it seems to be a Sofik in the Yerushalmi. The Tosfos Rosh in Yuma, Pehei Amud Beis, brings down this Sofik from the Riva, that the Riva himself said that you have to be Mesupik. He was Mesupik in a case where the person already knew about the Avera, and is already chayv in Oshom Tolu, do we say that since he's already chayv in a Korban, this is already considered a Ben Korban, and it is not considered a chayt she'im makibor ela amokim. And says the Tosfos Rosh, if you look in Yerushalmi at the end of Yuma, Perek Ches Halachavov, it seems to be a Sofik in the Yerushalmi, even though the Tosfos Rosh says that it is very clear in the end of the Yerushalmi, like we said, the Maskona of the Mishnah, that the Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Bein al Hoida, Bein al Loi Hoida. Even in the case where he knows about it, the Maskon of the Yishalmi is very clear that this din applies even in a case where the person already knows about the Avir, and the Tosfos Rosh over there is marich to bring the Raias, and he says from the Gemara later on in Daf Chav Vav is also very clear that even in a case where already a person knows about the Avir, he still has the Kapora of Yom Kippur, and Mamela, the Gemara's Loshen by us, must be Lav Dafka, even though it seems that there is a Sofik in Yerushalmi, and this is the Sofik the Rivah has quoted in the Tosfos Rosh in Yuma Pehei Amud Beis. But one final point we have to know, what will be the halacha? An interesting shaila over here in the Achronim, what will be the halacha in a case where he finds out before Yom Kippur already about the Aveira of the Hashem Tolui, and he was already mafrish a korban, he already brought in a korban, he hasn't yet been makrivit, but he was makdish this korban of Hashem Tolui. And then came Yom Kippur, before he had chance to go and be makriv his korban of the Hashem Tolui. What do we do now with this korban? Says the Yaivitz, l'chayra, the din of the korban will be the same machlokes we find earlier in the machlokes of Hashem Tolui, and afterwards he finds out that he does not need to bring any korban, he didn't do any aveira. Says the Gemara earlier, this machlokes between a Meir and a Rabbonon, and la'alocha we paskin like the Rabbonon, that the svari is mitoich shelibo inoikfoi gomaru makdish. The person was makdish lebeimah b'chol oifen, even if he's not going to need it anymore, it still remains kedusha with the kedusha of the Hashem Tolui. Memela says the Yaivitz, l'chayra the same svara applies over here also, since this person needed the kapara, therefore even though Yom Kippur actually took place of the kapara of the Hashem Tolui, but the korban actually remains kodosh, like the svara of the Rabbonon that goma umakdish. But Sfasemes over here says, that could be over here, even a mayor will agree that the behemah is still kodosh with the kedusha of the Hashem, because the only svara of a mayor earlier was that the person has a hektish tolus, he never meant to be makdish the korban, if he never needed originally this kapora of this aveira. Whereas over here, the person didn't have any mistake, he doesn't know whether he's not chayiv a korban, could be he's still chayiv in the korban. The only reason why the korban is not needed anymore is only because Yom Kippur was mechaped, took care, and took place of the kapora of the Hashem Tolui. Therefore over here, there's no svar of hektish tolus. It could be the behemah remains kodosh even according to Yemeir and not just according to Rabbonon, and therefore the halacha will be teitze v'tira be'ide l'kula alma. But then says the Sfasemes Svarah that even though as we discussed and we mechiach and the Yishalmi also from the Mishnah beginning of Yuma of Shavuos that the din is that Yom Kippur as a koyach to be mechaper takes the kapora, takes away the aveira of the suffolk aveira, even in a case where the person already knows about the aveira. But says the Sfasemes, it could be in a case where the person was already mafrish a korban, then the kapora of Yom Kippur is not going to work on this aveira of the Hashem Tolui, and the Mishnah of Hoida is only talking about a person who knows about the aveira, but he actually hasn't yet been mafrish a korban. There could be a svara that once a person has already been mafrish a korban, then he's not included in the kapora of Yom Kippur, and therefore after Yom Kippur, he actually will have to be makriv this korban for his kapora, because Yom Kippur does not work, since he was already mafrish a korban of the Hashem Tolui. The Isomeach in Psula Mikdoshim in Perik Dalet Aloch Yudalet, he says a very interesting svara. He also says like this svara of the Sfasemes, that in a case where the person was already mafrish the korban, then he does not have the kapora on Yom Kippur. And he explains that the reason could be is because the svara of the Gemara of Yom Kippur, the Gemara discussed earlier in Daf Ches, in Daf Zayin Omed Aleph, that what will happen in a case where a person says, Eini roitze bekaporas Yom Kippur. I do not want to have the kapora of Yom Kippur. The Gemara discussed earlier whether this klal of the person of Eini roitze bekapora is, does this automatically exclude the person from having the kapora of Yom Kippur? Memela says the Oisvameach, Yemei Simcha, that it could be the svar over here, when a person was already mafish this korban, then automatically he is like saying a statement clearly that he does not want to have the kapora of Yom Kippur. He wants to be yoitzer and have his kapora through the korban which he was mafish. Memela, the etzem afrosha, the mere fact that he actually was mafish abeimah before Yom Kippur is like he's saying clearly that he does not want the Yom Kippur to be mechaper on this aveira which already has a korban standing over here waiting to be brought to the Beis HaMikdosh. Memela says, Yisomech, this could be a svara why actually the Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper in a case where he's already mafish the korban, and therefore he discusses what will happen in a case where now the behemah gets lost. Do we say that automatically now the mafreya he has the kapora of Yom Kippur, or it could be it's too late? Since there was a korban standing there during Yom Kippur, he already missed the opportunity to go and have the kapora of Yom Kippur. because this is like you're saying in Yoytze Bekapore Benegea Legaba this Aveir of the Oshem Tolui, and therefore says the Yisameach, it could be, we have to know what will happen if he now has the Kapore Lemafreya of Yom Kippur. This is the Svar of the Yisameach. So as we mentioned, the few Svaris over here, what would be the din in the case where the person knows about the Aveir and is ready Mafisha Korbin, Kipshutoi Lechoyer should be Tolui on the Machlikis of Ermeh on the Rabbonon, like the Yavit said. But as Fasemer says over here, it could be even Ermeh agrees because it's not Hektish Tolz. And then we discuss Svaris, it could be that we hear, since he was ready Mafish a Korban, he actually is not going to have the Kapori of Yom Kippur. He's like someone who's saying that he does not want to have the Kapori of Yom Kippur for this Aveira, which he already has the Afrosha of this Korban, of the Oshem Tolu, Yogishmak Svarer, over here in Oysameach, in Psula Mikdosh, in Perik Dalet, Halochi Yudalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.